Yeah.
Hi guys, welcome to the 15th episode of On the Menu podcast. We made it to Sweet 15.
It's our quinceañera episode.
Yeah, where's your dress?
I do have my dress.
Oh, that's cute.
It's black. I always wanted a black dress for my quinceañera.
Were
I was a
you
rock.
not in? Oh yeah, you were in your rock era. That's right. Was it emo or rock?
Like, I think it was emo. It looked emo, but I wasn't really emo because, some people would really go into their.
Go in playing their character.
Yes, but I wasn't. I think I was more like punky.
Yeah.
Emo was too much black.
Oh
I would
yeah,
wear like hot pink.
punk. So we made it to the 15th episode, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We actually have one listener in Hawaii.
In
It's
Hawaii.
yeah, the listener from the UK is no more. I haven't seen it popped up anymore. So now we have a listener in Hawaii. So thank you so much to everyone that's been listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for sharing, tagging us, and everything.
Maybe it's the same person. Maybe they're a travel king or a travel queen, and they're just
Maybe.
taking us with them everywhere they
On
go.
the journeys. Yeah, so if you're going to work, if you're going to the coffee shop, if you're going somewhere, and you're listening to the podcast, thank you. I know Christian, she messaged me yesterday. She was like sitting in traffic, go by super fast.
Well, that's good. That's why I used to listen to podcasts because, I do commute like an hour every day to work. We're
Yeah,
happy to make that happen.
I listen to podcasts whenever I do have long distance travels as well, so it makes it go by quicker. We are gonna start the episode talking about what's been going on in Central Texas. It's been really sad to see all the devastation that the floodings have caused and all these deaths that have been occurring. So as of yesterday, the death toll was 120. I mean, for those of you who don't know or are not from Texas, this past weekend, Central Texas was hit with a catastrophic rain that caused flooding to the Guadalupe River. This all happened in the early hours of 4th of July. So along the river, I was looking at a picture. There's camps and there's also houses along the river. The river rose very quickly with flood waters, obviously, and it didn't give them enough time to evacuate where they were staying. One of the camps was Camp Mystic, an all-girls Christian camp in Kerr County on the banks of the Guadalupe River. The river rose 26 feet in 45 minutes, and apparently it swept the girls away in their bunks as they slept.
That's very sad. Yeah, I know yesterday, I don't know if like in the valley or is it just here? Like a lot of businesses are giving their profits for the day. Pete Terry's was giving like everything. You should have seen the lines. The lines were long, like
Yeah.
super long. So yeah, all the Pete Terry's were jammed packed. I think Donald
Yeah.
told me that one of them even ran out of food, so they had to close.
Damn. Yeah,
I
no,
don't know.
I did see that a lot of businesses were going to do that. For example, chains, Texas Roadhouse, and I think it's across Texas, they were going to give profits of whatever they made to help out the Hill Country. This is still a developing story. I'm sure we'll learn more about this in the upcoming days. I guess people now are like, okay, so what's going to change? There needs to be a siren that goes off, like the one in San Marcos for tornadoes. There should be like something like that to warn like people that floods are coming or there's like flooding already happening and to get out as soon as they can.
I think I was reading that they had been like in debate of getting them, and the local officials just thought that it was too expensive. That it also, they were like, well, that's meant for people outdoors, and they were in bed, so they still weren't, we're not gonna hear the sirens. But I've heard the sirens when they go off here in San Marcos, so I'm pretty
Yeah.
sure they would have heard.
That would have been really helpful for them to have like a warning. Yeah, because text messages, I was reading that text messages didn't come in till like 4 or 6 in some cases, 6 a.m. Whenever those messages come in, like for example, when there was a storm here in Houston, I think there was like a tornado and stuff like that. I didn't see the messages like until I woke up. So because my phone's always on mute, so.
Oh my God. But wait, don't they still ring either way?
Maybe I probably didn't hear it.
If they don't, I feel like they should change it to where it still rings.
Forces
'Cause imagine like there's a tornado and you're just asleep and
sleeping
you don't
away.
hear it.
Yeah, it's all very sad that is happening here in Texas in the Hill Country. And I can't even imagine what it is like for people that did lose family members. I heard something about this one person losing their mom and dad. They were obviously older, like maybe in their 60s, 70s. And he was looking for them yesterday still. And they haven't found the bodies or anything like that. So it's very, very sad.
And you know who was vacationing again during this weather disaster?
Who? I think I have an idea.
Ted Cruz.
I saw that. Was he in
He was
Europe?
in Greece. So he was in Greece. He said, or his office stated that he returned as fast as human possible. That happened on July 4th, right?
Yeah.
So I believe on July 5th, he was seen like vacationing. Like they took a pic, they were taking pictures, like him and his family. And then he stated something like, I did have like a weekend planned with my family, but I know I have a responsibility with the state. He decided to come back because of that. And it's like, well, sir, you can
So he,
vacation anytime you
yeah.
want with your family.
So he came back because I did see him on the news. I think it was on Monday or Tuesday, one of those days. I did see him on the news.
Someone really digged in because, okay, so he returned actually on Sunday, July 6th, and that was as fast as human possible for him. They reported that there was multiple flights from Athens to San Antonio, July 4th and July 5th. So he could have come back that same July
Immediately.
4th. Yes, but he decided not to.
Immediately.
Like, I wonder how does he feel like any type of guilt? Like, is he over there having his Greek salad and not like while Texas is flooding over here?
I mean, honestly, like, I want to think, like, okay, if he was in the States, what could have he done?
True.
I don't know. Like, for example, I heard this audio yesterday on the news where, like, a volunteer person that worked at the police station or somewhere called in and was like, hey, can we do red code red to the residents because there's a flooding, the sign's already covered. And then the dispatcher said 10-4. I don't know if we can do that. Let me go ahead and get it approved by the supervisor. 90 minutes passed until she got the approval. Like, she couldn't get it faster. Like, it was flooding, girl. And I saw a photo of a F-150, like a Ford F-150, buried in rocks under. Like, you could barely see the side of the truck. It was buried. That was the magnitude of the river flow.
Just wanted to let you all know that we're thinking about everyone in Texas that's dealing with the Texas flood. We're sending you love and support and strength your way.
Yes, we are. And I know you shared something on your Instagram about, like, donating. Maybe we can share it on the podcast Instagram as well.
It just shows you the different businesses around Austin that are gonna be donating and the days. Everyone has different
Accepting
days.
donations.
Yeah.
All this happened on the 4th of July, so I know. You know what? On the actual 4th of July, I didn't hear anything about this until the evening. I think it was, like, in the afternoon when I started to hear, like the flooding in Central Texas. What did you do on 4th of July?
I did nothing because
Oh,
like
you
I kept
worked.
getting wait, yeah, I did work. Since like I guess July 3rd at night, we started getting the flood warnings. And it was raining, but it wasn't like, oh my God, super bad. But then July 4th it did rain, July 5th, July 6th. Yeah, it was just it didn't really feel like July the 4th to me because I mean we were planning to like go grill hot dogs outside, but we couldn't because it was raining. I know I had said I don't really feel like going to the fireworks, but we did have Kai, so we're like, okay, maybe we can try to go. But they got canceled. There was no fireworks. I didn't even hear a lot of people popping fireworks. I saw
Yeah,
some, but
well,
not a lot.
yeah, since it was raining, I guess people were like, where are we gonna do this?
It was just a slow 4th of July.
Did you read?
Yes, I started reading ACOTAR.
Well, that's right. I saw that on your story.
I was working on my junk journal. I have a spread for on the menu. Also, I feel kind of like, is there anything that we need to celebrate in America?
I saw that on social media. People were posting about, like, what are you all celebrating?
I mean, I'm pretty sure if it was sunny, I would have like, I mean, I've
Got
never
in the
been
vibe.
so, yeah, I've never really been so patriotic, like flag earrings and like a headband, maybe a t-shirt because of work, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, I would enjoy it, especially when I was a kid because of the fireworks and my parents would make food and all that stuff. But it was different. Maybe next year it will be better.
Maybe. So for us, the 4th of July, it was super cloudy here in Houston. I think it rained a little bit in the morning and then it stopped. But it was, like, kind of like cloudy, overcast. In the evening, we went to HEB and bought, like, things for we ended up doing burgers and hot dogs at one of our friends' house. So we went to buy the stuff. There was a lot of fireworks popping at their
Really?
place. A lot, yes. We didn't get in the pool, actually. We didn't get in the pool because the water was kind of like cold because of the rain that had rained here in Houston like for the past 2 days. So we didn't get in the pool. But we were just there sitting, cooking out, and talking and all that. It was good. It was a good 4th of July. Something different. Last year, what did we do last year? Can't remember. I can't remember.
Weren't you
But
out
yeah,
of
I ate
town?
maybe. But anyway, yeah, I ate two hot dogs and a burger. And they weren't just hot dogs, they were chili
Yum.
dogs.
Oh my
Chili dogs
God.
with cheese.
I think we made hot dogs. I think I sent you a picture. Remember that? But
On Saturday.
I put like red peppers and an onion. So how did Penny do with the fireworks, or was there not enough fireworks like where you all live?
Here we weren't home, so I think Penny was good because you can't pop fireworks like in the city limits. So whenever we got it home, it was like around, I want to say 10, 10:30, and there weren't any fireworks here. So I guess she did good. Our friends have a couple of dogs, and they were doing good. They were kind of like they were inside though. They were obviously inside the house, but they were like they wouldn't come outside. The noise was too loud. A lot of celebrating. So speaking of celebrating, and this is our 15th episode of On the Menu podcast. So we wanted to talk about how we celebrated our 15th birthday many, many, many moons ago.
Oh my God.
Tell us how you celebrated your 15th birthday.
So my 15th birthday, I don't want to be ungrateful, but I mean, I'm Mexican. We have the culture of like you get a quinceañera, but like we mentioned before, I was like in my like punky era. I didn't really want a quinceañera, because like that was too girly for me or whatever.
Nah.
And plus, my quinceañera would have been held in not where my friends live. It would have been held like in Tampico, right? So none of my friends would have been able to go. Either way, I did have a quinceañera. I actually like my dream quinceañera would have been like having like a rock band playing. And but of course, like my family was gonna be like, "What is going on here?" But no, we had like a group playing cumbias, of course,
Yeah.
for the tías and the tíos. My birthday's in January, so we had it a month before, because that's when like my
December.
whole fam yeah that's when my whole family like goes to Tampico. So my
Yeah.
parents were like, it's best for us to do it in December, like during the holidays, that
Everybody's gonna
way
be there
everyone's there.
already.
So I
Okay.
literally didn't have any friends in my quinceañera. It was just family. There was a lot of people I didn't know that, you know how they record a video and they say, "Hola, quiero felicitar a la señorita, le quieres dedicar algo a la quinceañera." Some people were like, "Hola, soy tu tía." And I'm like, I do not know who
Who
you
is
are.
she? Who is that woman? She is not my aunt.
But yeah, I mean, I ended up having fun dancing cumbias. I had a, like my dress back then. I think it was like when Titanic was going around and stuff. My dress, I wanted like the dress that she had when like she was about to throw herself out of the boat.
The red one.
Yeah, but it had like a little opening right here in the middle. Actually, I mean, obviously poofier, like more quinceañera vibes, but I kind of wanted like
Yeah.
my dress black. But then I was like, no, that's gonna be like, I don't know. So I ended up getting like a poofy one. It didn't exactly look like that one, but it did have like an opening in the middle. That's how my quinceañera went.
Your dress was pink,
My
like
dress
a
was
blush.
really, no, it was like really light pink.
Okay.
So my quinceañera dress, like in the pictures, it looks white. Like I showed it to my niece and stuff, and she's like, "When did you get married?" And I'm like, "Cause it looks so white." But yeah, I actually still have that dress. Like I never washed it.
I was gonna
It's
ask you, do you still have
still
that dress?
yeah, I have the dress, the crown, the ramo. I have it in the Brownsville house. I don't know.
Para
Do
que le hagan.
dresses go bad?
But I'm sure that dress is fine because it's probably like in a zip bag, right?
It's like in a zippy bag. It's not hanging though. I
Yeah.
know it's like laying down on the closet, on the
On the very
top.
top, for people that are not from the valley, and I've seen it here in Houston too. What is the deal with the quinceañeras now going to the mall and walk around in their dress and with their whole party? The girls, like their whole like friends, like they're in dresses and they're walking around the mall, high heels and everything, eating Chick-fil-A.
What?
Yeah, I've seen that in Brownsville and I've seen it here in Galleria's. Every weekend there's like quinceañeras walking around, and they're walking galerias. Like, it's a huge mall with like a lot of people, and they're walking on this big dress. Yeah, I don't know. Carson's always like, "Why do you all do that?" I'm like, "Excuse me,
Excuse
we
me.
don't do that. Other people do that."
I think like after I got out of church from my quinceañera, we went to like this place to take pictures, because that's what you're supposed to do, right? Go take the pictures
Yeah, you
and
take
then you go to
pictures.
the venue.
Yeah.
But I've even seen it at Walmart. They'll literally go buy something. Like it's like, oh, like I forgot to buy, like, I don't know, lip gloss. Let's go to
Yeah.
Walmart. And they all go.
I feel like it's a thing, like, oh, so people can see me, you know, like, and I guess they like people to stare, and they feel famous and that day because they're wearing a big dress.
I don't know. I don't think I would do that. I did see a video where a girl went to Louis Vuitton and like
A
she didn't buy
quinceañera dress.
anything though. Yes. Like she just walked in there and like I guess whoever was following her, like she was kind of posing and like she got the glasses and like she was putting them on and like they were taking pictures of her
The
and then she
employees were
just
probably
walks
like,
out.
the employees were probably like, what is she doing?
Also, the
So,
renting a limousine.
renting. Did you have a
Is that?
limousine?
No, I didn't have a limousine, but I think I was like a part of a quinceañera. They rented her limousine and they just drove around. And I
Yeah.
don't know, are limousines still a thing?
I don't know. Now I think of limousines and I think it's tacky.
I feel like if I were to get married, I wouldn't want a limo. Maybe I want like a vintage car, like with a
Yeah,
top off.
something. Yeah, limousines I think are still in business, and they but I don't think they're as popular as they used to be. But yeah, for me, some guys do have quinceañeros. They're called quinceañeros. But I didn't have a quinceañero. I had a house party with the DJ and like lights and the smoke machine and things like that. My mom rented that out for me. You used to go to like this place. It was like a copy center, right? Like a Kinko's kind of thing. And they would design your invitations when invitations were a thing. So I designed mine to be like a fake ID. So it was like an ID. It was an ID with my photo, and it had like name, age, address, and at the top it said like Tony's 15th birthday or Tony's 15th party or whatever. And I remember like whenever they gave them to me, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna go pass them out. I passed them out at school. So I was like, I was giving whoever was invited.
You're invited. You're not. Sorry, hun.
You're not invited, sorry. Back in high school, I was like kind of shy in freshman, and I became friends with Alejandra in freshman year. So I remember Alejandra was like my support in the back. I was like, Alejandra, let's go pass out the invitations. And Alejandra would be like, come with me, and we would be like handing them out and stuff. But so yeah, it was at my house. I just had like obviously like some snacks, candy. I think for drinks we had like sodas and Capri Suns, obviously no alcohol. It was fun. It was like, I don't know, I was like really nervous to see who would show up. Like, oh my gosh, who's gonna come to my party, you know? Because I handed out invitations to people that I knew that lived in Mexico. But yeah, it was fun. It was a fun party. I think I have some photos. They're actually like printed photos. I need to look for them so I can show you. But and family, of course, my cousins. My cousins were like babies. They were probably like 10 and 13 years old,
Oh
and they
my
were there. I was
God.
like, can you
Like
believe
go
this is a
inside
grown up? Yeah, go
at
inside. This is a grown up's party.
Oh my God. Have you seen those posts of people? Well, I'm like in a group of Matamoros, and it's usually there where I see like ladies will put on like, hey, I had a party for my kid and no one showed up.
Oh my
Have you
gosh,
seen those
yes.
posts?
Yes.
And they're like, I have a lot of food. Like, if anyone wants to come, and then people start commenting, like, I'll go, I'll take a gift. How old is he? Whatever. I saw that on a San Marcos group that I'm in. No one showed up, and it was the weekend. It was like on the July the 4th weekend. I mean, it was kind of raining, but it's just so funny how people come and someone said, like, somos 10, ahorita llegamos.
People are actually like on Facebook waiting to see like ahorita nos sale algo. We just take a gift and we're good to go. I mean, good for them. At least your party's not gonna be like empty, but it would be kind of weird, right? You don't know the people. You're like you're just sitting there like
That's so sad. Like, would you be mad? Like, let's say you have a party and you invite all these people and like no one shows up.
I would
Well,
be
no, I
hurt,
wouldn't
yes, for
either.
sure. I wouldn't post like, hey, like I have all this if someone wants to come. No, I would be hurt, and I always take that into account whenever I get invited to go somewhere, to a wedding, to a birthday party, or to something, because I'm like, imagine that would be me, like, oh, I'm throwing a birthday party, and then the other person doesn't go. You know what I mean? Speaking of which, I actually didn't go to a wedding that I was invited. It was a work wedding, like not a work wedding, but a co-worker got married. I think it was on the 28th of June, pretty recently. And she gave me like an actual invitation. But that weekend I wasn't gonna be in Brownsville and stuff like that. And it was in Edinburgh. I had to drive all the way up there. So it was a lot of stuff. And I felt bad not going, but
I mean, it happens. Sometimes you already have other plans. You should have given her back the invitation. Sorry, I already have plans. Recordásela a alguien más
I know, I felt
que
bad. But I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to be better. Like, I think I've always been like trying to go to make it to birthdays and special occasions and stuff like that. So tell us, we're gonna drop actually a little box on the stories and tell us what you did for your 15th birthday.
Or for your 16. I know a lot of people do the sweet 16. Breaking news, effective immediately, TSA has ended the shoe removal rule nationwide.
I
So
saw that.
as you all know, whenever you are going to board a plane, you're going through the security, you have to take your shoes off, and now you don't have to do that. So that started in 2006 after there was like a threat in 2001. Someone was hiding something in their shoe, so that's why they started doing that. But now they are just confident with the technology, and they think that technology is ready to handle any changes they're making in the airport. I have thoughts.
Spill. Spill your thoughts.
I feel like, okay, yes, that's good that we don't have to remove our shoes because it is kind of a hassle, and sometimes a little chain or whatever goes really fast. So
And
it's like,
plus,
okay,
the
huh?
TSA workers, like the TSA workers sometimes are very rude. Like, move a
Yes.
line, move a line. And you're trying to like get your shoe off. Like, give me a second.
They're always screaming. I think because like it's loud in there, and like they want everyone to hear you, to hear them or something, but I don't know. But then I feel like, okay, so we're still gonna go through the little scanner, right? Is there gonna be a scanner on the floor that's gonna scan like your feet?
You know, whenever you get into that tube that spins, that's supposed to be like the scanner, and it's like it's scanning all of it. I guess that's what they're talking about, that they have that technology that now it scans everything and they can tell. Actually, I was going to comment on that. I remember traveling, I think it was maybe to Ohio or traveling to New York, one of those two, back in 2023. I think they were already practicing on implementing no shoes, because I was at the airport and they were like, don't take off your shoes. Just put everything in the bin, like your backpack, if you like the usual stuff. So they were like, just go ahead, and they would scan me, right? They would do the little thing on the tube, like the X-ray or whatever it is, and I had my shoes on. I don't know if they were like practicing with this technology and trying to see if they would catch something. But the thing is, like, errors do happen, right? Imagine if it's like we missed it.
And we go back to the flooding. It's the same thing. Like, that was a huge mistake. Imagine, like, the machine doesn't catch, or someone, like, figures out how to hide something in their shoe without it being, like,
Detected.
noticed. And so, yeah, like, and then, like, something happens with the flight, you know? Like, I don't
Yeah,
know.
it's
I mean,
dangerous. I think it's playing with fire. You already know something could happen. One time, I think it was this last time that we went to the Virgin Islands. So I was going through TSA. Well, I did the little thing, right? And it scanned me and everything. I had my shoes off, and then when I came out, the guy was like, "Do you have any piercings?" I was like, "No." And then he was like, so he used a little second, like a little thing that would detect metal. And for some reason, it did a sound like on my area.
Was it
And he was
your
like,
the button?
I didn't have a belt. Maybe, no, I was
It
wearing a
joggers?
Nike joggers. So maybe it had like a little metal thing on the like strings at the end. I don't know. But anyway, he was like, I'm gonna pat you down. Would you like to do it here or privately? I was like, no, you can do it here. So he patted me, not like this, right? Touching, but he patted with this, like all down the leg and then through the inside of the leg. But that was weird that it happened.
I feel like you can still hide stuff in there. Like, I don't know, this is too much. I feel like you can even hide stuff in your butt crack. Yeah, isn't there like a movie or show, I don't know, that the girls would like swallow like kind of like a balloon with like drugs in there, and they would
Oh
swallow
yeah.
it, and
Yeah,
then
it's a Scarlett Johansson movie, I think.
is
It's called
it?
Lucy.
I don't
and it
remember.
pops in inside of her, and she
Yes.
gets like powers, or she's super like, I don't know,
Say.
something happens to her.
I don't know, but all that, I mean, I never take anything that I'm not supposed to, but I always get so nervous with like my perfume. I'm like, is it too much liquid or like my solution? Like, and I start panicking, like, oh my God, ahorita que llegue me van a quitar esto. I'm gonna have to go to like a Walgreens or something because I know they're gonna take it away.
But yeah, I don't know how I feel about this TSA new rule. Does this change make you feel safer when you fly?
No. I don't think so. I mean,
It
because you
makes you
never
more
know.
nervous.
Yeah, I'm gonna be panicking all the time. No, I'm kidding. We should create new like clear shoes.
Like, for example, do you
I
remember the clear backpacks at school? Did you have a clear backpack?
had the net one, and I also had the actual plastic one.
Yeah, it was in middle school. I was going from 5th grade to middle school, and I remember my mom was like, "We need to get you a clear backpack because they're requiring you have a clear backpack." Now I'm like, "A clear backpack?" And I remember we went to Kmart to buy a clear
Oh my
backpack,
God. Right
and then in 7th grade I bought a mesh backpack.
now that you said Kmart, I remember like in the summer, my mom would always go and she would take us and she would put clothes on layaway for December for the holidays because they would already have like the winter clothes. And I remember I would get so excited because it's like I would have a shopping spree, but obviously I wouldn't have the clothes right away.
But I remember we would go a lot to that back part of the store because it was in the back in the
Yeah.
middle, and sometimes there was a long line. I'm like, I don't want to sit here in this, like I'm bored. Anyway, but it was for that because she was, I guess, giving payments for her layaway for like December. Fun times, fun 90s times. I like them. We should do a 90s episode. I'm gonna add it to our thingy. Anyways, have you seen that The Devil Wears Prada is getting a sequel?
I saw it like in places like while I was scrolling, but I don't know why I didn't think it was like an actual sequel. I think I thought it was like a Netflix show or something, but it's an actual movie.
It's an actual movie. This makes me so happy that it's finally happening because I've been like waiting for this for a long time. So Devil Wears Prada is one of my favorite movies. I can randomly quote something from that movie on a daily basis for sure. The first movie was released in 2006, almost 20 years ago. Can you
Oh my
believe that?
God.
20 years ago, so we're almost 40.
Hush. And the actresses, they look the same. How?
So on June 30th, Anne Hathaway, Stanley Tucci, and 20th Century Studios posted a collab Instagram reel announcing The Devil Wears Prada 2 was now in production. That's all they posted, like a little video with like quotes from the first movie, and that was about it. And this week, we got a little bit more news, additional cast. So there's going to be new cast added. Lucy Liu, Justin Theroux, BJ Novak, and Pauline Chalamet have been added to the cast alongside the original cast. So all of the originals are coming back.
And when does it come out?
The sequel is currently in production and is set to open on May 1st of 2026. Not only the actors from the first movie are coming back, but also the director and the original screenplay writer and the producer will be back to do the sequel. So everybody's coming back to do the second movie. But I'm also a little scared that it doesn't like.
Feel the same?
Yeah. Because I feel like whenever they try and do another movie of something, it just doesn't work sometimes. I don't know.
Oh, one of the Bridgerton actresses is going to be on there too. Simone Ashley.
Plot details have not been confirmed, but the story reportedly follows Runway's terrifying editor-in-chief, Miranda Priestly, as she navigates her career amid the decline of traditional magazine publishing. She faces off against Emily Blunt's character, who is now a high-powered executive with advertising dollars that Priestly desperately needs. That's a little bit of the plot, supposedly. Nothing confirmed, but I read it online. Thought I would share with you guys. I'm very, very excited for this. May 1st can't get here soon enough. That's all.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch the first one because you know how I forget. So Carson likes it too. I don't know if Donald has. I don't think he's watched that movie. I'm gonna ask him.
Speaking of sci-fi, are you guys gonna go watch Superman?
I don't know. I mean, he did say that he wanted to watch that. So maybe we'll go. Maybe we can go today.
Yeah, we're going tonight with some friends, so.
Well, thanks for the invite. So my niece's birthday passed. At the beginning of July. So when I had gone to go visit her, she was all about labubus. Like she even wanted a labubu piñata, a labubu this. I asked her, "Do you have one?" And she said, "No, están caros." I mean,
No.
she's 5, or she turned 6. Anyways, I was trying to look for one to buy her, and because I know I didn't think they were. I knew like people were going crazy about these monitos, but I didn't think it was so bad that they're nowhere to be found. There's this place here in the outlets that sells them. Donald told me like you should check because they get stocked like on the boo-boos, right? I commented on one on a picture that they put and I was like, hey, do you still have some? And I asked for the prices. These were the prices. $75 for Big Into Energy. It says it comes with a free ring lock and a free bow. 250 for Flip With Me, 200 for Let's Checkmate King, and $80 for Wings of Fortune. I'm like, what is all this? Like, I did not know that there was
What does
different
it mean?
versions or names or, and why are they so expensive? I think I saw that in Hong Kong, they're like, or in China or whatever, they're like $15. So do I just have to go to Japan? But the thing is, I was looking into them, right? And I came across something that said that people are actually burning the labubus now.
So a trend is over, you guys.
The labubus are being linked to this ancient demon called Pazuzu,
Oh
and
my
this
gosh.
demonic entity was actually featured in The Exorcist. So I guess
So
that's the demonic spirit that took over the girl. I guess like a lot of people are saying that this demon, like the features look of him, it looks like a labubu, like the white smile, the teeth,
Like for
the
example,
eyes.
if I were to get a Labubu, I think I would want that one.
Yes. See, like I was like, oh, it's kind of cute now. I don't know why I'm seeing it cute. I like that one because it's just simple.
Yeah, without anything, without like a lot of stuff.
But there hasn't been anything like anything that supports these claims of demonic connections. It's just people, especially I guess Christians, have been saying like, don't buy them, post it on social media. There's also some people that are blessing the labubus with holy water. I mean, they do kind of a little bit evil. But I don't think.
So has Labubu been affected? Like their cells have been affected by these claims, or are they just like
No,
they're
they're
still in
still
business
like
and going?
pops. Is it Pop Smart, right? That sold them.
Pop Smart, yeah.
Pop Smart has not posted anything. They're still like marketing them and selling them, promoting them, just how they used to.
Yeah, I just like Googled right now, and there's like videos about like why to avoid satanic Labubu doll. What is it? The dark truth about Labubu dolls. Scary. Labubu dolls are dangerous. Warning.
Oh
I don't
my
know. People
God.
are just like bored and I don't know.
That's so funny. I didn't even know the name of that demonic thing in The Exorcist.
Yeah, that's a scary. Have you seen The Exorcist, like the actual first movie?
I think I have a long time ago.
Yeah, it's scary. I watched it. I remember it was like a Saturday night, and I was like, whenever it ended, I was like disturbed.
Yeah, that one's scary. I don't know.
So wait, are you gonna get her a Labubu or not really?
Actually, I'm not because I'm not gonna pay $200. Plus, she's like a little girl. Like she's probably gonna be playing with it for like an hour and then she's just gonna have it on the floor.
Forget it.
But I was talking to my friend because she has Labubus and she's like that she knew someone, right? But it
Yeah.
was just gonna be too complicated to like go pick it up and stuff. And then she said something about why don't you get her a I don't know if you, is this how you spell it? I mean, pronounce it, but it's a capivara.
Oh, capybara, yes, they're very popular
What?
right now.
I am like, she's like, Yuri, ponte el tanto la chaviza.
Yes,
Look
capybara,
at.
every they're so cute, dude. They're
Dude,
very
it's
cute.
so. I actually got her one of those. It's supposed to come tomorrow.
Look at this one. I'm looking at this, and this one's like my favorite one right
The little strawberry. I
now.
know. They're like, I see. The one I have is holding a. It's holding a little backpack, but it's barely holding on because of the little arms. But is this like a cartoon or what is it? Does your
You
nephew
know
like
what?
it?
No, I was gonna say this. My nephew has not caught on into Capybara. He is obsessed with Toy Story right now.
Oh my God. My nephew's obsessed with Sonic.
So I looked up Capybara trend. So it says the capybara trend refers to the recent surge in popularity of capybaras, the world's largest rodent, on social media and in popular culture. This trend is characterized by the widespread sharing of capybara content, including photos, videos, memes, and often highlighting their gentle social nature and unique interactions with other animals. So you have a Reddit story for us that you wanted to share?
Yeah, and I was just my neighbor, the neighbor up. Do you have neighbors upstairs, like in Brownsville?
Yes.
Are they loud?
Sometimes the only thing loud is that I can hear their
The steps.
steps. I mean, I understand that you need to walk, but that's about it. Like, I don't have like a lot of complaints.
We have a upstairs neighbor. I think I saw her come up once, and it was like, I think she has like three kids, but these kids, like, they're running like at midnight. It was getting to a point where, like, even Kai said, like, I couldn't sleep last night because, like, they kept like making noise upstairs. Yes, I understand you have to walk, but it's midnight. Do they not have a bedtime, or
I
like,
was
why are
gonna
you
say
letting them do that?
I think it's because it's summer and kids don't have to wake up, and that's why they're up late. But people
I'm
work, you
like,
know?
yeah, like, and I think here, like, I think after 10, it's kind of like quiet time or something like that. But, and me, being Mexican, I was like, Donald, I'm gonna hit the ceiling with the escoba because they need to, like, he's like, no, you're not gonna do that. Where he said that we had to report it with the office. And the apartments that I lived in Austin, I don't know if I told you, but like, it was during COVID, you know how they were having like live concerts and stuff, because obviously they couldn't have real concerts. My upstairs neighbor, she would have those, but she would leave a little note in my door, like, "Hey neighbor, I'm gonna be having some friends over for a concert. Please reach out if like it gets too loud," and like she'll put her phone number. So like in case it's like, "Hey, you're too loud," I could like call her, like, "Hey, you need to chill, bring it down a notch."
You see, that's very mindful, and I
Yeah.
would appreciate that. Like, oh, cool, she let me know, and I could like, hey, text her, hey, girl, it's getting a little loud in there.
Hey girl, thanks for letting me know, but where's my invite?
Yeah, hey, can I come over?
I lost my Reddit story, but I do have one, and I saw several like these. So this one just says, "I live in a flat and my upstairs neighbor pees off his balcony. I can see and hear his beam going past my window frequently." Now that I think about it, I don't know if it's the same lady, because I think upstairs they just moved, or was it the previous ones? But for a little bit, it was like 2 days that this happened. I was like, "Is it raining outside?" 'Cause like there was like water coming down on the balcony, right? And then I was like, "Wait, that's water that's coming down from the top." But it didn't look like yellow or anything. It just looked like water. But I feel like that's rude, 'cause what if I have something like on the balcony, like plants or like something on there? They were
Yeah.
just like throwing, I don't know what they were doing, but water was dripping down. Well, on
I
this one, it's pee.
So that one was pee. I feel like your upstairs neighbor was probably like cleaning her balcony area.
But I did see
Oh.
another one that the upstairs neighbors were letting their like dogs poop on the balcony, and then they would just like wash it off and like throw it down the balcony.
That is bad.
And it's dirty.
Yeah.
I can read this one real quick. It says, "I didn't really react with my upstairs neighbors when I was in my first apartment, but their religion prohibited them from killing anything, including roaches. Their apartment became a breeding ground, and the roaches would spill into the rest of the building, including mine below. It was a horrible experience and felt so hopeless because it didn't matter how clean we were or how diligent, the buggers were always everywhere."
That is gross.
Like, imagine. So, like, if they have a rat, they can't kill it because that goes against their
Yeah,
religion.
yeah. So they're
What
just gonna be
religion is that?
infested with it. I don't know. They're gonna be infested with like rodents and bugs and all that. I could not live there.
For people like that, I feel like then they have to have their own house. That
Yeah,
way they're
yeah.
not affecting like downstairs or upstairs or anything like that.
There should be a rule that people that are like conscious and just be mindful of others are the only people that should be allowed on a apartment. 'Cause like
Yeah.
you're living like wall to wall, you know, like you have to be mindful of your neighbor next door and stuff like that. So there should be like an
Yeah.
interview question. Do you interview for apartments?
No.
I think there should be an interview.
No, they just like check your background and I guess your renting history. Did you know that rent history is now gonna be part of, like, when you're trying to buy a house, they're gonna take that into consideration?
Oh, I didn't know that, but I think that's good because they want to see if you pay on time or how many apartments you've lived in.
So I guess that's like something new that they came up, and it's gonna benefit like our generation to be able to get like a house. But that's all I have for today.
Do you work today?
No, I'm taking a comp day today. Donald's off
Oh, that's
today.
right.
So I think we're gonna. Oh, it's cloudy. We were planning to go to like Austin, maybe Barton Springs, but I don't know because it looks like it's gonna rain now.
Go to Austin and just have a good day at in town.
They opened a La La Land. That's where I wanted to go.
I haven't gone back since that one time that I went. Maybe I need to give it another try.
I am just gonna end up at Dutch Rose.
Well, that's fun. You should totally do it. I want to see photos of you and Barton Springs. But anyway, guys, this was episode 15. So, guys, thank you so much for listening to the 15th episode of On the Menu podcast. Let us know what you think. Share the episode, comment, and like.
And don't forget to leave us a review. Have you seen any new reviews?
I haven't seen any
Any
reviews.
guys, you need to get it together.
I think we had, did we get any new followers? Let me check.
Oh, that's a
Them.
friend. Actually, she's a friend from high school. I haven't seen her in a long time. Her
Thank you
name's
so much for
Diana.
following. Oh yeah, it says here, Diana, thank you so much for following us.
Share our potty to your friends, coworkers, family members.
Anybody that you think might want to listen to the podcast or benefit from listening to it, that would help us a lot. So thank you so much, guys. Follow us on social media at on the menu underscore pod, to my personal Instagram at toners.
And mine is at Shootix.
And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye, guys.